The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. It's Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell with Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union. And you brought along a repeat guest again.
Somebody we already know. Yes, I've got Kim Ferrero here with me today.
Hey, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, good.
Good.
Well, do you want to reacquaint our audience with what you do for the First Alliance Credit Union?
Yeah, so I've been with First Alliance for about 12 years, and I am now their central underwriter. So I get to approve everyone's loans. It's great. I make people happy, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. So what is that? I mean, do you have to... You're the person who weighs the risk versus the benefit versus, you know, I have an idea what underwriting
does. Yeah, so what I do is I like to look at, or I have to look at the benefits to the member and then also make sure that it's a sound decision for the credit union as well. So make sure that both sides are protected and safe and it's the right thing that we're doing for the member as well.
And all the documentation is in place and all of that, I imagine.
Correct. Yep, I just make sure that our I's are... dotted and our T's are crossed.
T's are crossed. All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going to make an announcement.
Yeah.
This program has won an award.
It has. Well, yay, us.
What is it? You know a lot about this more than I do. That's
Yeah. So we won an award from the Minnesota Credit Union Network for this program and for the financial literacy that it brings to the community and the... brand awareness that it's brought to First Alliance. So all very good things.
Yeah, a little statewide recognition.
Yes.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations.
Well, congratulations to you too, Andy.
That's not what we're going to talk about today, but although we're going to probably keep calling it an award-winning program on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking about, seeing as this is the first week of the new year.
It is.
New Year's resolutions.
Of course.
Do you do that?
Yes. I do. I try.
Okay.
I think we all try.
No, I gave up.
I do small ones.
Yeah. I'm with you, Kim.
I do obtainable ones, which we'll kind of talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that kind of leads into what we're going to talk about, right?
It is.
Making good money moves in the new year.
It is.
I imagine there are more than a few folks out there who made financially based resolutions.
Yeah. So, like you said, we are going to be talking all about like effective goal setting strategies that are attainable. Like Kim said, and definitely like myself, there are a lot of people out there who say they're going to do something like save more money or spend less money, and then they don't, right?
But this is the time of the year to start, regardless.
It is, yeah. It is a great point in, to kind of refresh yourself and kind of make it your own year and do the things that you've always wanted to do, right? New Year's. But
now
I think...
eat less... exercise more.
Yeah, I mean, those are kind of like the top five, right? So save more money, spend less money, eat better, lose weight, exercise more. Those are like the top five that your New Year's resolutions you're going to hear from.
Sure.
Pretty much it.
But we're going to focus on the money thing.
We are.
Because that's what this is
all about. Money choices. The reason this is an important topic for us to talk about is because, like I said, most people, so like 60% of people are going to make a New Year's resolution. But only 8% of those people are going to successfully achieve them, and the majority of them kind of fizzle out by February.
By February.
So we are going to set you up to achieve your goals
that
you want, your New Year's resolutions.
And the best thing about the Good Money Moves resolutions is that, I mean, you almost see immediate feedback on this. If you stick with it, it's going to show up right away in your bank accounts.
Oh, for sure.
Almost right away, at least.
Within a month or two,
Okay. Well, the 8% is probably not a very good track record. So I guess maybe we'll start with how can someone get better at being successful with those resolutions and the goals they wish to achieve?
Yeah, the best thing to do with that is stop thinking so broad. So if you narrow down what you want to do and set goals for yourself that are obtainable, it's going to be a lot easier. One strategy that we suggest to use is a SMART goals. So S-M-A-R-T goals.
Okay, that's our acronym. I imagine it is when you say, I'm going to save more money without actually putting a realistic amount on it. Mm-hmm. that's going to trip you up right away.
Yeah.
Because the first time you mess up, you're going to go, oh, darn it, I'm not going to be able to do this again.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, because when you think about it in terms of, well, I'm going to save more money, that's like a really good thing to want to do. But that doesn't tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you have to train yourself how to do it. And the SMART goals that Kim was talking about is how you work through that.
Okay, so let's start with the acronym. What do the letters all stand for?
Yep. So SMART, it stands for specific, measurable, obtainable, realistic, or relevant, and then time bound.
All right.
Pretty straightforward.
Seems really simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably not quite as simple as I think in my mind, but maybe how we, well, just walk through the process.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to want to take a little bit of time and sit down, maybe with a piece of paper or with a significant other, if you have one, and kind of make specific goals. So this first one's specific. So what do you want to save money for? Is it an emergency fund? Is it a down payment on a car, a vacation? Just be specific so that then you know how much you need to do. So measurable. Do you want to save $500, $2,000? How much is it going to be?
So I suppose that emergency fund really is the first step, because if you don't have any savings, that's really where you should start.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great point. It's something we've talked about before.
So before I move on to some luxury item or something like that, have that little cushion set aside
for
when something breaks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And is there a magical number that goes with that, or is that something you just needed to hammer out with your family members?
That'd be something you'd probably want to do with your family members. I think they usually say, what is it, like 2 times your monthly income? Is that what it is normally?
Yeah, there's a couple different ways you could look at it. I think if you've never saved money before, starting small with like trying to save $500 in 1 year is really going to be that attainable type goal for you.
That's what
if you have saved money before and you're just looking to build upon what you've already got, then you're going to want to look at either the 2 times your income in a month or that 3 to 6 months worth of income saved.
Okay.
Would be those
longer
term goals.
So if you're in a situation where you have a little tiny cushion set aside when the car breaks down, that you're not going to have to go in debt to cover a, you know, something relatively simple with the vehicle, then set your goals a little bit higher.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So to continue with the acronym, we have then A, which attainable. So just saying, I'm going to put $50 a month into a savings account until I save $500 for that emergency fund. So you could set up an automatic transfer to do that. So then it's automatically done and you kind of don't have to think about it then. It's a lot easier than going into your account every month or going into the credit union every month and saying, oh, I want to transfer this. It's just kind of, you don't have to think about it. So it's it comes easier and more natural.
And I know from talking to you guys, especially Jenna, that you have it, you can put it in a lockbox too, can't you? You know, you have savings programs where I can't touch it.
Right, right. So we've got our club accounts, Wincentive, a CD is a really good vehicle for that if you've got the money up front to put into it. There's lots of different types of savings accounts that can help keep you from touching it unnecessarily. Yeah.
Yep.
Like when I want to go out to eat.
Yeah. True. True. Yep.
So, okay, I've set my goal. I say I'm going to do $500 by putting $50 per month into whatever sort of account. I'm not going to touch it until I get that $500. Mm-hmm. And then maybe set another goal.
Yep.
What's the next step?
So then you want to be realistic or relevant. So you want to make your savings goal that you're doing realistic to yourself and to your budget. You don't want to tell yourself that you want to save $50 a month, but then need a $25 to go grocery shopping or something. So you'll want to kind of look at your monthly budget as well to make sure the amount that you want to save each month is realistic with your budget, and it's within all of your parameters, and you want to make sure that you don't fall short on your extra cash if you need something.
Right. And this step really helps you understand where this $50 is going to come from, right? So it forces you to think about the choices you're going to have to make in order to save that $50. Because if you haven't been saving it, that means you've been spending it.
Right.
Which means you're going to have to cut back somewhere. So just like Kim was saying, like, you know, if you're going to save that $50 a month, it's because I'm going to stop doing X, Y, or Z. I'm going to cancel
Netflix. 5 cups of coffee from the fancy place.
Yep. Or I'm going to not buy name brand products at the grocery store, or, you know, whatever that may be. It puts that that actionable step in there for you to work off of.
And when you make it realistic, like you're talking about, and you can break it down to the level of one of these simple luxuries that I don't have to give up completely.
Yeah.
I just have to cut back on. Mm-hmm. Instead of having two per day, have one per day.
Yep.
And that's going to free up a lot of money right there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Next thing you know, you've got it.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to continue talking about SMART, the strategy for meeting your resolutions and achieving your financial goals to get started with those. On Good Money Moves, I'll be back in just a moment with Jenna Tobel and Kim Ferrero from the First Alliance Credit Union on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell, News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Jenna Tobel's here along with Kim Ferrero from the First Alliance Credit Union. And we're talking all about New Year's resolutions, but not just New Year's resolutions. Setting goals, achieving goals. For our financial well-being.
Correct.
And we started out talking about SMART, an acronym for a strategy to get started. Where are we at on SMART?
We are on T.
Already T, okay. Yeah.
So we started with S, specific, M, measurable, A, attainable, R, realistic or relevant, and now T would be time-bound. So kind of mentioning what we were talking about before, if you save $50 a month, you can reach your goal of $500 in 10 months. So giving yourself an end date on this goal will make the task less daunting in the future. And then it'll seem more obtainable too, which we were talking about in the beginning of the process. So,
and I like that when you hit that mark and you did it, you get that, you know, little gold star in your brain.
Yeah.
That, okay, I did that. Well, that wasn't that bad. Now I can move on and do something bigger, hopefully.
Yeah, or even month by month, you're just checking it off. Okay, yeah. I've done this 1 month. I've done this two, three, and pretty soon you're at that 10-month mark because years fly by. I feel like this year went,
I don't even know where the months went.
You guys don't even know yet. Time flying by, yeah. No, it does. And if you don't get started on these simple things to take that very first step, next thing you know, 5 years went by. And you're way behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
As far as getting to where you want to be in the future with your monetary goals.
Yeah. I mean, you can have the best intentions of the world to save money, but using this specific strategy, and this is the reason I brought this one to the table to talk about today, is because it is so easy to do and understand and remember. I mean, you want to set goals that are SMART. And, like, that's the end of story. And it's so easy to remember and follow that anybody can do it. It's not some complicated process where you have to figure out all these weird calculations or anything like that. It's very straightforward.
And often, we've talked about before, when people start that budget process and they're facing a situation where things are getting out of control because they don't have a grip on, you know, how much is coming in and how much is going out. And it seems hopeless, but this is the kind of thing that can really give them a good push.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden you actually have money in a savings account, something they might not have ever had before.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you just look at using this method to get you to where you want to be. It took you from, I want to save more money as my New Year's resolution to, you know, I'm going to stop buying name brand items at the grocery store for the next 10 months so that I can save $50 a month to build up my $500 emergency fund. That is an actionable goal.
Right.
Versus a dream and a wish.
Yeah.
Someday.
Yeah.
Someday I'll have this. Yeah. This strategy can work. It can make a real big difference. And it seems, well, it seems much more realistic and achievable than, as you pointed out, just a pie in the sky type little statement at the beginning of the year. So I have my SMART goal, and I've started out, and I've identified how I can do this. How do I keep myself going?
Yeah, so you can set your SMART goal all day, but if you don't find a way to be motivated on track, it won't mean anything at the end of the day, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does.
So you want to keep your goals visible, and like I said before, you might want to take out a pen or something like that and write down your SMART goal and put it somewhere you're going to see it regularly. So maybe on the fridge or, I don't know, set a reminder on your phone for it to come up and pop up and say, in however many days you're going to have $500, or only 2 more months and you'll have this.
Calendar of some sort.
Yeah, a little reminder that will pop up and say, congratulations, you have...
Post-it notes all over the house.
Yeah, or one tip that somebody told me one time was use your goal as like a password for the accounts you log into all day. So you're constantly typing that in and reminding yourself, save more money 2020 or whatever it is. Yeah. That, I mean, just to kind of keep your brain focused on that is, I thought, was genius.
Except for now we know how to break into all your accounts.
Except that's not my resolution. So nice try, Andy.
I can see where that would help, because if you go through a day without thinking about it, maybe you'll go through 2 days without thinking about it. Next thing you know, it's a week. Next thing, it's a month.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you messed it up.
Yep. And then it's just harder to get back on track.
It's harder to get back on track. Yep. Okay, so I'm going to remind myself constantly.
Yep.
Keep your goals visible.
And then you can find someone who'll hold you accountable too. So if you set your goal as like a couple, or you can tell your friends your goals, they can encourage you too. And then you can help them understand why you want to do it. And then maybe they'll say, oh, nope, you can't come to the movie with us because you're saving this right now. Or maybe they'll learn not to ask you to go for that morning cup of coffee every Sunday morning. They'll say, oh, nope, we understand. Or they'll come to your house to have that coffee maybe. And you can help your friends save money.
So a buddy system.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I imagine there's a big part of that is going to be communicating to them what your goal is, so that they're not messing you up by inviting you all the time to break the rules.
Definitely. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yes. And then think ahead to any roadblocks that you're going to have. So prepare yourself mentally to meet those obstacles, and then find the means or resources to overcome them before they happen.
Okay.
So if you're saving money for just an emergency, and say you have an emergency come up, like you have to take your dog to the vet, think of something else that you can do to prepare yourself for that. So there's different care cards that you can get, or the First Alliance will have like a line of credit that you could get. Similar things like that could help you do that.
Have a strategy of some sort.
Yeah. And even you can even kind of prepare yourself mentally for smaller roadblocks. Like if you know it's really, really hard to turn down happy hour with your coworkers every Friday, like mentally prepare yourself and practice saying no. I mean, honestly, I mean, it can be as little as that. Like some people struggle. So
it's a
fun time. Why wouldn't you want to go to happy hour? You know,
but you just blew that $50 that you were trying to get for the whole month in one evening. Yeah,
exactly.
Easy to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to continue talking about these strategies, the smart strategies for achieving your financial goals, making good money moves. Jenna Tobel's here. Kim Ferrero's here. I'm Andy Brownell with News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell with News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Jenna Tobel's here. We have Kim Ferrero back from the First Alliance Credit Union, and we're talking about strategies for achieving your goals, New Year's resolution. So if you're making one that's financial, I imagine this can apply to anything, this smart business. It doesn't just have to be financial.
Oh, yeah. Anything in life.
That's what we're talking about, because it's Good Money Moves.
Yeah.
And we went through what the smart goals are. Now we're working on strategies to keep them rolling. Constantly reminding ourselves, maybe having a buddy to remind us what we're doing, work with us, and keep you on track. What was the other? Oh, yeah. Plan for roadblocks, things, hiccups that could happen.
Yep.
Have something in your mind or written down that, okay, if this happens, I have a backup plan of some sort to stay on track.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anything else we can do to stay with our goals?
Yeah, we can acknowledge your wins. So celebrate your accomplishments or accomplishments along the way, and that's going to help you keep your motivated and focused so that you can keep on going and keep on saving. So even little things. So if you go the first month without drinking 3 cups of coffee at Starbucks, maybe at the end of the month, treat yourself to an extra cup so you can say, you know what? I did that all month. It wasn't that hard. This is just going to help motivate me a little bit more. So then you can look forward to the end of the month, mm-hmm. every month,
but I imagine you
with that extra cup.
Plan that out.
Definitely.
That when I do get there, I get this.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like with a kid when you're teaching them not to suck their thumb and you give them the sticker chart or, you know, whatever it is. You have to like dangle the carrot in front of yourself and give yourself that sticker when you succeed.
Okay. I was going to suggest a new addition to that fancy app that you have. That's so wonderful. That you could set up this sort of thing, and then I don't know how you would do it because I'm not a code writer, okay? But you'd put in your goal, and somehow monetarily, if you reached it, you would get an email or something.
Yeah.
That says, hey, right on. You did a great job.
That's a fantastic idea.
That could be something, too, that you could even set on your calendar.
Right
You should patent that. You could set something on your calendar, too, that comes up and says, good job. You were saving all month.
But part of this, too, is with the app and with your website, if you keep track, you'll see that dollar amount going up.
And you
for
will.
For me, at least, that's a huge impetus to keep going.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we do have a tool within our My Money feature on when you log into online banking that allows you to set savings goals and helps you track that and helps keep you on track. So it does give you a very clear visual of that money coming into your account.
So a big part of this, what we're talking about, is identify what motivates you.
Yeah.
And figure out a way to celebrate when you hit milestones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
But not so much that you blow the money you just saved.
Yeah, don't blow all the money you saved.
Keep that in mind. Little celebrations. Coffee vendor.
Other things to help you keep on track and motivated would just be honest with yourself. So if things are going off track a little bit, don't just give up. Evaluate what went wrong and then readjust what happened. So sometimes it's maybe like we talked about that realistic goal. If you think $50 is realistic and then you get done with a month and you're like, I only saved $20, and don't get down on yourself. Maybe set a different goal and say, you know what? Maybe $20 is all I can afford right now because I have birthdays and I have summer celebrations coming up or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So keep on saving. Don't just quit and give up.
It's the same thing with budgeting. Mm-hmm. First start doing the budgeting thing, everybody messes it up. Mm-hmm. Nobody gets it right.
Yeah.
Because what you think in your mind is realistic ends up being, maybe close, but not usually not.
Or you realize where your priorities actually lie sometimes, which is a huge part of
this. So, this is really cool to do it this way then. Yeah. I mean, it's not, don't think of it as a failure. Just think of it as being more realistic.
Yeah.
And I imagine that once you, if you lowered that amount and then achieved that on a regular basis, then all of a sudden you're going to have the confidence to probably put the marker a little bit higher.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially for people who have never saved before or have never tried to cut back their spending anywhere or to tried to pay down their debt really quickly, you know, anything, start small and work your way up. Because if this is new to you, putting $200 a month towards something is never going to work. It just not. You have to start small and work your way up and be incremental about it, and or you're gonna get unmotivated very quickly and feel defeated.
And once again, this applies to almost any resolution you could think of.
Absolutely.
The same thing, weight loss, everything else. If you go, I'm gonna lose 150 pounds over the next 12 months, there's not a whole lot of people can do that.
No.
And actually pull it off.
Yeah.
No,
that's hard.
A lot of, be a lot of weight to put off. And
I think of these people who have large goals to achieve, whatever it may be. Be realistic and get started. That's the other thing. Just get started.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to get started.
Yeah, that's me.
That's why it's kind of nice to have like a partner with it or a friend or a buddy or something to kind of start with you. And then you can track it together. And I mean, maybe make some kind of competition out of it. Some people like competitions.
Yeah,
I know at the credit union, we like to do little competitions with each other.
That's a great idea there.
It's kind of nice. So then you can stay motivated and say, I did it. Did you? And kind of hold your friend accountable that way.
All right. We're talking about getting started and meeting your financial goals as part of Good Money Moves. I imagine I can go to the website of the First Alliance Credit Union, and a lot of this is covered there and probably more.
Yeah. So firstalliancecu.com. I would strongly suggest you subscribe to our blog to get all of the updates on the topics that we've talked about today and over the past 6 months that we've been doing this now. We do actually have a SMART Goals worksheet that you can access in our online resource center. It's free to download. You just, and it kind of walks you through like an example on one side. The other side is blank for you to fill it out on your own. We also have a couple of different online calculators on our online resource center as well that you can use to help you kind of figure out some of these steps that go with the SMART goals. Our budgeting calculator would be really helpful in kind of getting started with some of this as well. And I mentioned the My Money tool in our online banking to help you set goals too. So, I mean, there's just a plethora of resources available to both our existing members and anyone who's not a member yet. And if you need help, just feel free to sit down with one of our member advisors too, and they'll walk you through how to do this and help you set those realistic, attainable goals.
All right. Smart goals. Good money moves with the First Alliance Credit Union. Kim, good to see you again. Jenna,
yes,
we'll see.
Thanks for having me.
I think we'll
me.
See you again next week.
Correct? Yes. Fantastic. I will be here.
All right, Jenna, until next week, I'm Andy Brownell, News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.